Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of The Open Scroll here. Today is Saturday, November 19th, so Shabbat Shalom everyone. A little after 12:30 p.m., which means we're now on the 24th day of the 8th month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
We're going to sweep through the news and talk about a couple things and then wrap this up with some scriptures. These are strange times. So on November 10th, this story was written, history repeating, Hurricane Paz in Florida amaze meteorologists. Hours after Hurricane Nicole began its assault on Florida's eastern edge, meteorologists marveled at the parallels between storms in Florida's 2022 and 2004 hurricane seasons. In particular, the paths of two pairs of hurricanes, Nicole and Jean, and Ian and Charlie, showed undeniable and eerie similarities. Separated by 18 years, both pairs hit in almost the same place and followed nearly identical paths. In both instances, the storm's landfalls were 43 days apart. That's pretty interesting. And, yep, it's documented. Now, we have questions. Does this have some kind of prophetic import? I don't know. That's my answer. Are these storms manipulated somehow by technologies and just a result of strings being pulled by people off stage, shall we say? Again, I don't know. It's plausible. Interesting. So another interesting item, mass formation psychosis. 57% of Gen Z taking medication for serious mental illness. Yeah, you want to read through this and see. And statistics are always rather dubious, but, you know, it may be legit. I would not be at all surprised. Pretty sad state of affairs. Nightmares can be silenced with a single piano chord, scientists discover. And that's really interesting. We've been doing a couple of series on piano and rituals involving the piano. And certainly it's an instrument that has a lot of potential for a variety of things. But here's what they've done. They've got these studies, and they got two groups, one as a control group, but the differences don't involve this, because both groups received a sleep headphone headband that would play the sound, the piano chord C69, while they were sleeping every 10 seconds during REM sleep when nightmares were most likely to occur. And there was a significant difference there between the two groups. So it's an interesting test. Why the piano? Why C69? Music, sound has a big impact on our lives, apparently, even in sleep. Here we got something else that we talk about a lot. Interesting topic here. Experiments deliver superposition of photon going forward and backward in time. Of course, a photon is a component of light. Experiments demonstrate that it is possible to put a photon in a superposition of processes going in opposite time directions. Fascinating. And interesting caption on the image here. Photos apparently can do the time flip, just like in Rocky Horror Picture Show. Because, yeah, scientists love that one. Oh, yeah. Bonkers. And on a similar subject, the universal law that aims time's arrow. A new look at a ubiquitous phenomenon has uncovered unexpected fractal behavior that could give us clues about the early universe and the arrow of time. This is from Quanta magazine. And of course, most of these experiments where they're learning about time is dealing with the quantum level. And they're oftentimes hoping to apply this to quantum computing to solve some of the issues. And we regularly report on some of these advances, and they're coming very frequently. They are very interested in learning everything they can about time. And are these things really already known by some? Yeah. But we're largely not going to be told about whatever the state of affairs actually is. But we know the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the Lord of time. And he knows all this stuff. Yeah, this is part of creation. And he is actually going to reset time back. And if that somehow involves redirecting time zero, I don't really understand how to describe it. I just know it's going to happen. Aaron, what is this about?
The big takeaway here is the announcement of kind of a pilot program here over the next 12 weeks of rolling out a digital dollar, new digital currency, on the back end of the FTX cryptocurrency scandal. That seems to be one big setup to kind of pave the way for a quote unquote legal rollout of this programmable digital currency, which is just one more knot closing in the beast net. And they, if they can do the digital currency programmable, then they can just pretty much dictate how people spend money, who gets to spend money, and they could just turn it off right at the source. So just one more step towards the direction of the global beast system here.
Revelation 13. I find it interesting that they use this image and it has a phoenix on it. And the phoenix, of course, is this endless birth, rebirth, rebirth, consumed in flames and then rises from its own ashes, right? And it's kind of similar to the Ouroboros in one sense, which is typically a serpent or a dragon in a circle or a figure eight, eternal cycling. So this is really a time loop. So yeah, time is money. Here, G20 Indonesia 2022. The health minister tells G20 nations they must implement WHO, World Health Organization, approved digital health certificates tracking all human movement for next pandemic. That's related. And does that mean it's going to be passed into law? Well, no, this is just a health minister, but it's a sign of what's soon to come, either in this age or after the reset. We know Revelation 13 is legit, it's true, and these things just resonate with the implementation of the mark of the beast, which is in part going to be linked up with a global economy.
And one thing I find particularly interesting is the fact that the language they use, not even trying to hedge their bets or soften their language, just comes right out and says, so for the next pandemic, just pretty much just announcing it, not even trying to hide it at this point.
Yeah. So they're making plans for the next pandemic. And what do you know about that, the next pandemic? So, yeah. And they believe there is going to be. Biden has said, whether it's just a gaffe, probably not, or he's just previewing, giving us a foreshadowing. Yeah, there will be another pandemic. That's the plan. Yeah, it's been scripted. But what's that going to be like? Well, we have here the former CDC director saying bird flu is the real pandemic. C-19 was just practice. On the theme, who is this guy, Aaron?
This guy here, like you said, the former director of the CDC, just kind of coming out and saying that the bird flu, that's going to be the real pandemic, the real thing, which is certainly what the Lord had us focused on back in 2012 when Dr. Ron Fouché, Francis Kawaaka, and all the gain-of-function research they were doing, trying to find the right combination between lethality and transmissibility of the bird flu and get that right mix so it can spread around the world and kill enough people, and that's what they were focused on. So I don't think they... abandoned those practices and experiments. So that's certainly waiting in the wings, no pun intended.
Like a biblical plague.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's no mystery. So many have been calling for a culling of humanity because the numbers are way too many, right? Prince Philip, his quotes over the years, Georgia Guidestones, those involved with the World Economic Forum, different aspects of the UN, these things just keep echoing. And it's the elite who want to see this happen. And it's like the echoes that are happening in the green movement, you know, electrification of cars and the whole carbon footprint reduction and saving the planet. Well, the planet doesn't need to be saved in that way. What's really at stake here is sin. That's what stains, that's what kills, that's what needs to be dealt with. That's the real issue. And of course, the Lord has a plan. And of course, the planet, well, the planet's going to be trashed and remade. It's going to be very, very trashed. And, no matter if you're driving a smoky diesel or a whistle clean, super efficient EV, ultimately it makes zero difference because in pretty short order, things are going to go pretty far south on in so many categories. And here's another subject we've touched on many times in recent months. Is artificial intelligence capable of attacking humanity? And yeah, absolutely. Academic researchers and technology experts from around the world have debated whether super intelligent AI can be contained or prevented from attacking humanity. The results are concerning. Yeah, anybody with a brain in their head ought to be able to see where that's going. Not good. And as I've said not too long ago, there's no fear of God with AI, and that is a serious issue. So this is pretty recent. What's this about, Aaron?
Well, Hal Turner put out this alert a couple days ago. Apparently, it was really the bottom line that Russia was kind of sending a last warning message. They sent a missile, which is a certain type of highly regulated part of their nuclear arsenal. So there could be no chance of it being an accident or a mistake that this type of missile was sent. And instead of having a nuclear payload, it was kind of a dummy missile. But the message being final warning to NATO, the U.S., and everybody else involved with this Ukraine chicanery here that Russia's not playing around and they've gone just about as far as they're going to go. So the big takeaway there, nuclear war could be on the horizon here if things don't change.
And it may sound like we're reporting live from the corner of Wolf Avenue and Chicken Little Boulevard. But yeah, these things are coming. That's what we've been saying. We don't have any special intel on it, really. And we just know we've got to be expecting it and prepared in our minds because a lot of us will have a special opportunity. And that's kind of why we're prepared as we are. Mostly our preparation now, I believe, has to do with after time has been reset. And we'll have a lot more to talk about that, really, when we get into the Donnie Darko production, which I've continued to work on, and it's still not quite ready to make a production on. Hopefully soon. It's There's a lot going on there, and it really is a big deal. We're going to wrap this up today with some passages of Scripture. Aaron?
Thank you, sir. Yes, starting with Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6. Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. And next we have Colossians 2, verses 6 through 10. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. 2 Peter 1, verses 1 through 11. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. And 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 10. For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed, in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven, inasmuch as we, having put it on, will not be found naked. For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge. Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight, we are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And 1 Peter 2, verses 9 through 25. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts, which wage war against the soul. keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. And lastly, Romans 11:33 through chapter 12, verse 21. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and unfathomable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor? Or who has first given to him, that it might be paid back to him again? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.